Bank of Cardiff, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. This is Arthur McGuire. How are you doing?
Hey, Arthur. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. Did you and I deal with each other before?
Yeah, absolutely. Right before Jeremiah.
Okay, so did you see the email that was sent down to Jeremiah about Can Capital?
I did. I see that you said that your weekly or monthly payments of $5,000.
No. Did you see the statement? Did you look at the statement?
Oh,
okay, pull the three pieces of paper, print them. Okay, because it's so, this was, you know, outlined so perfectly, but I'm just concerned that you know how to read it. So, look at the statement.
I see, okay.
Okay, look at the statement from Can Capital. Okay, print it. And then look at the bank statements, and then look at those arrows for additional payments. Okay, and then look at the bottom of the bank statement where it outlines the exact amount owed to Can Capital. Okay, look at it closely. I want to help you.
No, I got you. I have the statement. I've been looking at it.
Okay, where's the other two pages of the document that was sent to Jeremiah? Do you have that?
The only thing I have is for the commercial bank statements. You sent August and September.
Yes, but look at those. Are those where I have the arrows? Do you see the arrows?
The arrows.
Right, showing those payments for $998. Now, are you underwriting now, Stephen?
No, I'm in the sales department.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's do it, because it's so simplistic, but hold on a second.
Yeah, I look at bank statements all day long. I don't see the arrows that you're talking about.
Okay, hold on. I want to just pull this up. I'm going to look at it very... Okay, so this email that was sent to Jeremiah says exact up-to-date Can Capital balance information. Is that what you're looking at?
Let me see here. So the email that I have is... The email you sent to Jeremiah was, hey, Jeremiah, here you go. Yes, I want to do something fast on this.
Look at the email before that. The email before that, where it says exact up-to-date...
Oh, I don't have that one.
Capital, okay, let me...
Jeremiah must have that one.
Okay, what is your email? What is yours?
My email is S...
Okay, hold on, you're probably in the system here.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. S what?
S-S.
Okay.
C-H.
Okay, I've got it. Hold on. Right here. I'm clicking it, and I'm sending it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, okay, what I want you to do, because I want to walk you through this, so go ahead and open that up.
Okay.
Because not only is the exact amount there, and it's funny because Jeremiah read this and thanked me for this. It's interesting.
Yeah. Still haven't received it. Just waiting.
Yeah.
How you been, Arthur? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I'm doing okay, but I just want to get something done on this.
Yeah,
sure. I'm concerned that I get concerned because when we outline things so simplistically, I want to make sure that you guys are, you know, looking at these things.
Yeah, I mean, probably just a miscommunication.
Go ahead and open it up.
Still haven't received it.
Okay, you should be getting it any second. It was sent. Because underwriting, I mean, my God, we've made tremendous progress here. Now, are you, Stephen, talking to the underwriters, or is it Jeremiah?
We both are. Him and I both are.
Okay. And I want to help you here. Okay, open it up.
Yeah, I have it. Okay, I see the arrows.
Now, open up what it says up to date Can Capital status. Open that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, if we look at this very closely, you have a statement from Can Capital. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to and you see the date of the payments.
Mm-hmm.
Those five payments that were made for that period of time, which is 1 month. And if we look, what we have to study, of course, is the last payment, because that's really important. That date of that last payment is 9/15/16. Okay, you see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, you look at ending balance, which is $21,764. But then what you do is you continue down and you look at the bank statement that is attached, and you look at my arrows. Okay? So then we look at the dates of those payments, okay, and those represent an additional four payments that after that, say, because Can Capital only sends out, they're late on their statements.
Okay.
Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, then we go to the very bottom. I've indicated the dates, 9/23, 9/30, 10/7, 10/14, mm-hmm. which represent four more payments for Can Capital. Okay, so then what you do is if you take, of course, the balance owed minus the four additional payments, we come up with the number that is indicated in my note to him, which is $17,770.60. And that actually will be decreased this Friday by another $1,000. But, okay, so what else do they need outside of this?
I think that should do it for right now. We just had to update the Can Capital balance and...
Yes.
Just the bank statements, and that's pretty much it, and then we can go from there.
Okay, so the bank statements were sent to Jeremiah.
Yeah, I got those, yeah. This is
okay.
This is the email that I didn't see. So I wonder
why. That's interesting that he would not forward that to you.
Yeah, I know. I mean? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'm
that's
just saying,
okay.
It's just interesting to me, because it's better to be... anyway, it doesn't matter, but... Okay, call me if there's anything else. You know, I'm here to cooperate. We want to get something done. We're
sure.
To debt service this thing is killing us because mm-hmm. it's $5,000 and yet there's only $17,000 owed. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
I agree.
This is the hard part. We're in a little bit of a quandary in that we want to have a like I told Jeremiah, even $50,000 we can take care of all this crap. Have you know one payment and it would
yeah.
be a tremendous relief.
Sure. Now is what you told Jeremiah is that what you're looking for is about $50,000?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I told him. Did he not tell you that?
No, I just wanted to confirm. I just wanted to make
sure. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Just so you guys are communicating. That's my concern.
Oh yeah, he sits right across from me. So I mean.
Oh good. Good.
Yeah,
excellent.
I can just see him right
okay.
here. So.
Yeah. Well, good. You've had a couple more months of experience, and that's great. That's
yeah. Excellent. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're here to help you. I just want you guys to really look at what I send you.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay.
And, yeah, do you have a deadline, like, so I can rush this to the top or anything?
Well,
or?
The reason I called you guys, okay,
yeah.
was because you had quite a bit of information. You have a
yeah,
tax
have
return.
Yep.
You had my thing. I can start the process with a new lender. I've got 10 other people that are in this industry, but mm-hmm. then I'd have to start over. So my thinking was just to call you guys one more time. We made very good progress in the last 2 months.
Yeah.
As far as a deadline, I mean, I'm very reasonable. I know you've got to give it to underwriting, but it was the fact I didn't have to accumulate or I didn't have to start a brand new package with a new lender.
Mm-hmm.
In your case, you have a lot of stuff, provided it has not been lost or destroyed.
No, we have everything here.
Good. Okay.
Well,
that's very positive. See, that was why I called you.
Yeah.
So,
absolutely.
In my
yeah.
opinion, what is your estimation on your underwriting time?
If they don't need anything else, I hopefully have an answer within 24 hours.
Well, that's fine, and don't overcommit.
Yeah.
The worst
yeah.
thing is to overcommit. I mean, if we get something by Thursday, Friday, you know, that's great.
Perfect.
We got, yeah, so you know, to guarantee 24 hours and then not do it is the worst thing.
Yeah, yeah, I got you. I just wanted to make sure you don't need it by, like, you know, tomorrow.
No, I'm not. Okay. I'm not. The reason I'm doing this right now is I'm not in a killer rush. I don't have
okay.
any pressure on me. I'm doing this because we're in a much better position, but we could have even greater relief, and we have some very big contracts
mm-hmm.
right now that have come in, and so I'm trying to get the corporation to have financial relief so that we could just concentrate on new, very, very profitable, good business. You know, we're very excited about next year. We've come a long way. The company's in much better shape than it was 2 years ago. I mean, so we're very excited. But we do, at this point, we're looking for some little financial relief so we can just concentrate on our outstanding new contracts that we're getting in.
Cool.
But the worst time to attempt to do this kind of thing is when you're under severe pressure. We're not.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We want to work with you. We want to help your underwriters to understand everything and look at it. I mean, if your underwriters just study the Can Capital, you'll look at the loan amount was $220,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, alone. I mean, my God, we only owe $17,000 on $220,000. I mean, that's pretty
mm-hmm.
admirable in and of itself.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll take a look at that for sure. And I'll, you know,
I hope
to them, so.
The first money out will be to get rid of Ken Capital. We're tired of debt servicing them every week for $1,000. It's hurting us.
Yeah, it's tough.
You know, it's just a lot, you know. And,
yeah,
and
of course.
The timing to take this out is good. So we're that's why I felt like I think your company's a great company, and I've really looked at it. I think Bank of Cardiff is a really good company, and we would.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we would love to work with you. I just feel like I want you guys to take your time and study what I send you because I understand banking real well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And I will mention that to him. So, yeah. All right, Arthur. And, yeah, we'll be in touch. Any questions,
okay.
You know, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Same thing. Feel free.
All right.
Okay?
Thanks, Arthur.
Same.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.